Hello, everybody. Welcome to Scotty's Side. Thank you for joining me today. Today I'm going to talk about why at 40 years old, I never have and never will be married. Now, I'm putting the stats aside for this video, okay? This is going to be all anecdotal, my own personal experiences and stories. And I think I've talked about them like live on stream or something like that. But I'm going to make like a video talking about this experience. And so I knew from a very young age, probably around 9 or 10, that I didn't want to get married and also that I didn't want to have kids. And in that 30 years, that mindset has not changed one bit. Now, I'm not saying that marriage is impossible. I've seen some work out, obviously. I'm sure most of you have. And how I've seen them work is when the woman is essentially head over heels for a guy. That, like, this is the baddest motherfucker I can find and probably ever will find. Alpha widowing, if you want to call it that. Basically, she has to think you're the shit for your whole life. That's the only time I've seen it work. The only time I've ever seen it work is when she figuratively looks up, and I guess physically too, looks up to the guy. Anyway, even from that young age, people around me were getting divorced. People that said they loved each other so much, blah, blah, blah-de-blah, blah. I'm sure a lot of you have heard that shit too. Maybe it's even been said to you by a previous girlfriend, wife, etc. I had seen that. And I believe the first one I really saw personally was my uncle. And just how hard and fast he fell for a woman. And which was partially, that's on him too. You know, you can't fall that head over heels that fast and the bitch is gonna think highly of you. It's just not gonna happen. You know, I knew she, even at that young age, from an instinctual, you know, an instinctual gut thing, that you can't act like that. You can't be that. You gotta be the guy. You gotta be the man. So I saw that, you know, I saw one of my other uncles, he got divorced. My aunt got divorced. And then one of my other uncles, he was widowed, so that's a totally different thing. But then, I mean, he got married again, like, real fast, and it wasn't the same. That relationship wasn't the same because he just couldn't be alone, I guess. And look, I understand it's tough, especially if you're widowed. I mean, I should say I understand because I've never been in that situation. Yeah, that'd be really tough. But you can see that I was experiencing all this divorce around me from a very young age. And so it made me really question everything and made me go, maybe this isn't such a good idea. And I also had friends where their parents were divorced and there was like a stepdad, a stepmom, whatever, in the situation. I even had a few kids say to me, wow, your parents are still together? And I mean, this was back in like early 90s and shit like that this was going on. So it's just all of this personal experience and what I'm seeing, literally what I'm seeing. Family members, friends, friends of friends. You know, just hearing my parents and friends talk about it to each other. It was all over the place. And this was 30 years ago, man. You know, I can't imagine what it is now. It's obviously worse if you look at the stats, you know. And I know before all the femoids and tards come into my comment section saying that all of us MGTOW guys are all incels and everything like that. No. This kind of stuff that we all experienced in some form or fashion, me, it was just what I was seeing around me. A lot of guys have experienced first fucking hand and still feel it today because their divorces fuck them up, fuck them over. You know, I don't think it's any wonder what's going on today, why no one's getting married. And this kind of thing, firsthand, secondhand experience, is what's causing this. It's not safe or wise for a guy to get married, even to the point of living with a girlfriend. Because there's still a risk of some shit that she's going to pull and say that you were abusive and blah, blah, blah. I've seen that firsthand too. Guys getting accused of shit, finding out later that it wasn't true. So, that's why I never will and never have. No way, pal, will I get married. So, let me know your experiences. I want to hear them in the comments. Anything about not being married, being married and divorced, just having a girlfriend and having some kind of rough experience with that. I really want to hear about it. I want your take in the comments below, please. Like, share, subscribe, all that stuff. Really appreciate it. I love you all. Please take care of yourselves and each other. I'll talk to you next time.